Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hello, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast with me, Christina Patterson, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. By now, I think we've laid a pretty good foundation on the importance of prayer for believers. Still, I'm sure at some point we've all struggled with focusing when we pray. While praying, has your mind ever drifted off to your to-do list? Have you been distracted by notifications on your phone or just lost your place and forgot what you were praying about? If so, in today's episode, I want to offer you some practical tips that you can implement to stay more focused when you pray. The first tip is to get rid of distractions. If your phone keeps ringing or going off, put it on silent, or if it's really bad, then just put your phone in an entirely different room. It's important to be intentional about recognizing what your distractions are and then addressing them. If you have a family, communicate and let them know, hey, I'm going to spend a few minutes in prayer. Please do not disturb if you're concerned that they may come in. Now, I know some of you may have small children or toddlers, and I understand that there is no compromising with them. But then I suggest choosing a time to pray when you may be least likely to be distracted, like when they are asleep. Now, I understand some things, of course, will be completely out of your control, but as much as you possibly can, be intentional about limiting distractions. And then my suggestion is to just give yourself grace. The second tip I have for you to stay focused when you pray is actually one of my favorites, and it's super simple. Ask God to help you stay focused. Pray about focus when you pray, if that makes sense. We can pray about absolutely anything. And sometimes I think we feel like we have to come to God in prayer and be so perfect when we approach Him, but just let God know from the beginning of your prayer. Listen, God, I have a lot on my mind and I'm struggling with focus. Can you help me with this? And don't you know that God wants to help you focus? Don't you know that He wants you to be in a position where you can clearly hear from Him? So if you're finding yourself distracted and losing focus as you pray, ask God to help you. If anybody is going to be able to help you, trust me, it's Him. The next way we can stay focused during prayer is to not give in to any distractions that may happen. So if you find yourself where your thoughts are kind of wandering off and you realize it, just reel yourself back in and just say, okay, I got a little distracted. Let me get back focused on God, hearing from Him and speaking to Him. So the point is, you don't want to give life to those distractions by making a big deal about becoming distracted. You don't want to be so focused on the fact that you got distracted that you just continue to stay in that distracted place. When you realize you've become distracted, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, remember that you're doing a good thing by praying in the first place, and keep praying. The next tip I would give you to stay focused when you pray is to keep a prayer schedule. Come up with a format and pick what days or times you want to pray about certain things. So at one point in my life on my phone, I had little reminders that would pop up for me to pray for certain things on certain days, so that when it was time for me to pray, I already knew what I was going to pray about, and I didn't have to risk losing focus by spending too much time wondering what I was going to pray about in the first place. Of course, if the Holy Spirit leads you to pray about something else, then do that. But you would have to be focused in order to be able to do that and sense the leading of the Holy Spirit in that way. Anyways, so if that happens, by all means, pray by the Spirit. But having a schedule is a great way to stay on task and minimize loss of focus. The next tip to stay focused during prayer is to not give up praying. A distracting, unfocused prayer is better than no prayer at all. If you're experiencing a high level of lack of focus when it comes to your prayer, it could very well be a spiritual attack. The enemy knows that you're gaining power and strength every time you go to the Lord in prayer, and he might be using distraction and loss of focus to discourage you from getting into your prayer closet and praying to God in your secret place. Don't let that happen. You push through and you keep praying. James chapter 4 verses 7 through 8 tells us, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. My last tip on staying focused when you pray is to allow yourself to grow in prayer. A focused prayer life is something that we work up to. So start small and work your way up to more longer focused prayers. You want to train yourself up in this area. So maybe, you know, today you sit and you say, I'm going to pray for 10 minutes. Start simple, start small, and then when you get the hang of it, say, hey, I'm going to pray for 15 or 20 minutes and go up from there as the Lord leads you. Now, if you start with 10 minutes and you reach your time limit and you feel you want to pray longer, then do that. The point is not to put pressure on yourself to feel like you have to have these perfectly focused prayers all the time. Start small, be patient with yourself, and you will get there. God does not need much to do much. So if 5 minutes of focused prayer is all you have to give God right now, know that He cherishes every single minute. I hope that these tips were helpful as you seek the Lord in focused prayer. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer. So I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you will share with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we'll continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me, Christina Patterson, at belovedwomen.org, and check out the show notes in today's episode to download my free 5-day prayer guide to help you put into practice the powerful habit of prayer. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.